It's a Pick Up the Roach Saturday. Today we're going to talk about Plus It Up. Plus It Up. Stay tuned.
Pete's Points. It's time for Pete's Points.
Six leadership traits, six legs to the roach. Pick up, plus up, word up, own up, ham up, live up. Today is Plus It Up. Plus Up. Leaders go above and beyond. Leaders go above and beyond. Now, a lot of times when I talk about plus up, I'm talking about the physical element and plus up your area with a new coat of paint or some new technology or something cool, how Disney pluses up its attractions. But today I'm talking about more of a leadership process, and it's flexible scheduling. We did a lot of talk this past week about leading through change. And if you want to go above and beyond as a leader, you will stand back and individually look at the type of scheduling that your employees need to be successful, especially during times of change. Now, I know that if you work in the manufacturing industry, or maybe you're in public safety and you're on shift work and, you know, 8 hours on, 8 hours off, or 24 on, 48 off, whatever it may be, it's really hard to do flexible scheduling. But if you have employees who really need a little bit of flexibility. Hey, schools are closed because of the coronavirus. Can I work from home today? Can I bring my child to work? Can I do half in and half out? Can I use 4 hours of sick time here and then work from home? You're going to have to be more flexible. That's not just during this time because of all the changes that are happening across the world right now, but also just in general. Great leaders are flexible. They're not set in stone. Would it be easier to have everybody work from 9 to 5? Sure. But plussing it up, going above and beyond, means flexing and giving your employees what they need without harming the operation and still having the great outcome and results that you need. So see if you can plus it up, go above and beyond around scheduling this week.